I wonder if we've got time now to reach out and help other people. Ike Nakfi Amroha from the Amroha International Society. G'day, Ike.
G'day, Nick. How are
you? Yeah, good, thanks. Wants us to reach out to India. What's happening over there that's concerning you?
Well, mate, the problem is with this coronavirus has really had a big impact in India, of course. And it's the poor people paying for it.
You've been doing stuff over there for years. Tell us a bit more about your society for those who haven't heard of it.
Yeah, well, it started a couple of, about 20 years ago now. I come from Amroha, which is 120 kilometers from New Delhi. And I usually support things like the cataract operation. They've been doing thousands of those, and scholarship to the kids. So the sort of thing that I've done is for long-term gain for people, not just, you know, you could provide a hunger, but how long can you keep going doing that? Mm. But unfortunately, recently I've been ringing India. I'm getting a bit emotional, sorry about that. I hear that people are dying of hunger rather than coronavirus. And so I have been fundraising for that.
Do you still have family there?
Yeah, I've got some family there.
How are they going?
But they're fine, but it's the people they know and their neighborhood. Because, you see, the lockdown has been for 2 months now. And, I mean, you can imagine the laborers and the rickshaw pullers and all those people. They earn money every day and live on that.
Mm.
And you've got nothing to buy anything anyway.
And it's really hard, I think, in Australia to understand that kind of living, that you literally live only off the money you make each day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have been helping people regardless of religion. That's something very important to me. I don't care what religion you are. If you're poor and you're from Amroha, you get help from Amroha International Society.
So how can we help? What can we do?
Well, people can pay through PayPal, visit the Amroha Internet Society website. They can transfer money to the Commonwealth Bank account of the Amroha Internet Society. And if they leave their name with you and their email, I can send them more information about the account number.
And how do you make sure that that money is used in the way it's intended?
Well, Rick, having had quite a bit of experience working for Save the Children and Freedom for Hunger and Oxfam, I'm fully aware that people are concerned about the administrative cost. So
yeah.
I made a point of committing to not one cent going to administration.
Yeah. Okay. So people can find you at the Amroha International Society.
Website, yep. They'll certainly find what the organisation does, has been doing for the last 20 years. And photos and stories are all there. And it's a registered charity. And we get our accounts audited in Hobart by a certified accountant. And it's given to the Charities Commission every year.
And for you, Like it's such a huge country. The problems are so massive. But what does it mean to be able to make even a small difference? What change do you notice?
Well, Matt, I'm a great believer of Mother Teresa of Calcutta saying that something to that effect, that each drop forms an ocean. If that drop did form in the ocean will poorer for that drop. So you do what you can. I mean, you can't eliminate world's problems, but you can, if I save one life, as far as I'm concerned, I've done something.
Great.
One at a time.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Great to talk to you this morning, Ike.
Thank you, Ike.
Ike Nakvi, and it's the Amaroha, A-M-R-O-H-A, International Society. And if you want to reach out beyond our shores and make a difference to someone's life.